Hi, and welcome to Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org. You're live here with me, Paul Stevenson, on the Last Man Standing show here on Saturday, the 5th of August, 2023. I hope I find you all well. And, you know, there's a lot going on. And with stuff with Russia, China, Africa's in a fair bit of chaos, everything that's happening, Donald Trump. But I meant to talk about this last week, or mention it when I was with Richard, this whole used to be UFO, but this whole UAP thing, this unidentified anomalous phenomena that it's known as. And I wanted to discuss that because the government is obviously, you had these UFO or these UAP hearings last week, where they are now openly discussing this phenomena that they have basically for decades now suppressed, denied, deflected. And suddenly they're talking about these UAPs, and footage was shown, and you know, the testimonies have come out, and you heard the narrative at these discussions and the hearings that people should be able to, and whether you're an employee of NASA or in the Air Force or whatever, you should be able to discuss these things without fear of reprisal and ridicule and losing your job or your professionalism or your career being destroyed and your reputation being destroyed, etc. So this is all a sea change from what we've had up until very, very recently. So I'm interested for anybody who wants to discuss this today or anything else, but you know, this is something that I think is worth talking about generally anyway, because I mean, personally, it's something I've been intermittently interested in. I mean, some people get obsessed with this stuff and it sort of seems to define their whole lives, you know, and I've known people in this realm of UFO people and all our sort of paranormal phenomena who go crazy with this people. I mean, I remember going to a conference a few years ago, and there were people there who were, in my opinion, ostensibly crazy, and they thought they had ships in there, you know, the government and or whoever, these aliens had abducted them and put chips in their skin and everything else, and they'd been to doctors and the doctors could find nothing, and then you know, the doctors are in this conspiracy as well, and everybody else is in the conspiracy. And this is responsible for the fact that they've wrecked their lives and they've got the huge drink or drug problems and they're broke or whatever and destitute. But I have to say, and I don't mean this in any, you know, uncaring way about such people, but I think these people have got other issues. They've got the cart before the horse. I think their issues are producing this kind of paranoia, which, by the way, this kind of paranoia is very common with people in mental institutions where they are at the center of a worldwide conspiracy, and I think it actually is some sort of overcompensation for the fact that they have destroyed their lives, and but their egos can't handle it, because these people have got massive egos, and they really do think that they're hugely important, both to aliens and the government. In fact, aliens and the government, you know, spend a lot of time thinking about these people and focusing on them and giving them lots of attention and whatever. But I do think there is a category of people who have had genuine experiences. I've heard a lot of testimonies online over the years and YouTube videos and whatever, of people who I would deem reasonable who've had experiences, whether it's some sort of alien visitation or whatever, whether that's real or not, or you know, whether it's they've actually gone onto nuts and bolts ships or whatever, I don't know. Or whether it's some kind of other kind of demonic phenomena which creates an illusion of such events. There seems to be some evidence for that. But all these things, these kind of alien visitations, UFO phenomena, paranormal sort of activity. It all sort of seems to be interlinked in some way. And even some of the missing persons cases, there's a guy called what's his name, David Politis. He's written books called Missing 411. This guy's an ex police detective, very credible. He doesn't conclude what he thinks his phenomena is about, but he has documented these missing persons cases in particularly in U.S. national, some of your big national parks. What's the name of that big one? There's lots of them, but you know, lots of these big national parks where people are they're there 1 minute, and the next minute they're not there, and he's documented all that sort of stuff, which I find interesting. But again, you know, there are a lot of this sort of stuff does seem to attract a lot of people who are desperate for attention, or they're just charlatans. Generally, I've met quite a few people like that at that conference who are just total charlatans, and they like to. They're very low in detail, and their audience are usually people who aren't very good at critical thinking, but are desperate to believe in aliens or whatever. As I say, for some people, this seems to be their life. Anyway, before I forget, if you want to donate to the network, you can do that by, you can call in at 800-724-2719, extension 3. Or you can donate by mail, check or money order to RBN, 2251 Double Creek Drive, 302 Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you go to the website, Republic Broadcasting Network, you can see all donate options there. Anyway. If you want to call in, I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear from you on this topic, because, of course, apart from your general views on this whole sort of UFO, UAP phenomena or anything kind of paranormal, the question is, why now? You know, the government still hasn't released, the U.S. government still hasn't released details, classified documents about the murder of JFK. And, you know, as I'm sure all of our listeners are, when you know you're cynical enough and you're critical thinking enough and you're open-minded enough to have some views on this phenomenon, but also you know, what are the government up to with this? You know, what is going to be the strategy with this? Because you can be guaranteed there will be a strategy. They're not going to be releasing this just because they suddenly decided out of the goodness of their hearts to enlighten us all, where for previous decades they've kept us in the dark. They must have decided there is going to be some way they can utilize this. You know, I have my own ideas, but, you know, it's only speculation. But if you want to call in, the number is 512-248-8252. Toll-free number is 800-313-9443. Again, that's toll-free, 800-313-9443. So, yeah, I mean, I do listen to this stuff over the years intermittently. You know, I mean, I believe in different realms, different, you know, a spiritual realm. Being a Christian, obviously, I'm not someone who's a naturalist. So you just basically, you know, I suppose that would, most atheists would be naturalistic in their worldview, where there's nothing outside the natural world. That's fine, you know, people are entitled to their views. I mean, I don't like the aggressive type naturalists who like to ram this down your throat, and regardless of any kind of evidence where something is definitely seems that it's in quotes other, like some of the demonic possession footage you have of, you know, where there's one not that long ago where a child was walking backwards up a wall, and you had social workers, doctors, and police that witnessed this and were completely freaked out by it. I mean, to me, this is not this is not human behavior and cannot be described or explained away by some sort of mental phenomena. It doesn't stop them from trying, but, you know, to me, that's you know, that if you're committed to a naturalist worldview, then you have to find some sort of explanation for that sort of behavior, however absurd your explanation may be in light of that kind of behavior. And then, you know, you've got all those sort of people have had, you know, it's well documented, you know, there is a phenomenon going on with these UFOs and these UAPs. I mean, I've never seen one. I don't want to see one. I've heard too many stories where people have had a lot of bad stuff that's happened to them after they've seen these things. But it is fascinating. You know, it's definitely, you know, I've always had an interest in sort of mysterious and sort of the sort of enigmatic phenomena that goes on. But one can't help with my level of cynicism acquired, I think, reasonably over the years, wonder why the government is, why we're, you know, suddenly being allowed to acknowledge these things. You're hearing people talk about them now because you hear the usual media, the usual normies in the world who don't discuss anything unless mainstream media permit them to. You know, so I've heard people openly discuss this whole thing now about what it is and what's going on, because of, you know, they've been permitted to, because a lot of them don't want to discuss anything, as say, unless it's permitted and the mainstream media says so. So if you want to call in, I mean, you can ask about anything. There's a lot going on. I was going to cover a lot of some different stuff as well, but I just thought I would maybe change it up a little bit today. And see, because I'm interested in this, and I'm also interested, the guy who's I mentioned it earlier, I mean, I find him personally a little bit off-putting, his personality, but, you know, I do respect his research. I've read one of his books, Missing 411. He's an ex-police detective guy, and, you know, he sort of documents these cases of people who've gone missing in these big national parks, and he kind of goes through a certain criteria where they can, where he can rule out whether it's, you know, an animal attack or whatever, just kind of normal stuff, that they'll rule that out, and then they're left with these cases where more often than not, it's just they just disappear, and then they bring out the sniffer dogs, and they bring out these searchers, and there's all sorts of strange things go on, like, you know, things like maybe there was one case where there was a two-year-old child was disappeared and then was discovered something like, you know, 8 miles away, up a massive sort of hilltop side of this whole sort of park. There's no way this child could have possibly made his way there to, and they found him, you know, 3 days later or something. So there's all these anomalous absurdities go on with these things, which are just inexplicable. You know, what they are, I don't know. He doesn't try and conclude what they are, and maybe he's wise not to, because who knows. But anyway, we've got Daryl in Canada, because a lot of this stuff happens up in Canada as well, apparently. You get a lot of forest up there. Daryl, any comments on this, either on the phenomenon itself or what the hell's the government up to with this? What do you think? What do you think the angle is? Because there's always an angle.
Well, that's a good point you made about a lot of land mass up here in Canada. It's kind of my point that I was going to make. Most of these sightings and what have you happen in an area that's 3%, about 5% of the land mass, 3% of the population of the world, and that's the United States. I mean, Canada is like almost like 1.5 times or more bigger. But you don't hear stuff like that there. I mean, there's a lot of anecdotal evidence. You see, some of those films, those pictures of these little things moving around from U.S. pilots and everything. And Tucker Carlson had a nice documentary about animals being like autopsied in a weird way that no one knows.
Oh, yeah.
It must have been an alien.
I will say these sightings are common over here too, and in Europe. I mean, I think it's a fairly global, ubiquitous phenomenon. There's definitely a lot of, you know, people who've claimed to see these things over here as well, you know.
Okay, but it seems like it's, like, let's put it this way, way out of proportion. And not only let's exclude the UK and let's exclude Europe. I mean, what about South America? What about China?
Yeah.
What about Russia? I mean, I know the U.S. says that they're the most open society, which is exactly the opposite with their deep state. But the other countries aren't. Why wouldn't they? Like, I'm not trying to debunk this. I'm just kind of, I'm agnostic about it. Because if I can understand the U.S., putting the blinders on, but why are all the other countries doing it for the most part? Like, it makes me think, I don't know. That's the problem.
Yeah, it's a bit strange.
Like, other countries, they're acting like the United States, and normally they don't. So why?
So what
is
do you?
Is there there? There just isn't.
What do you speculate from that then?
You know what? It might be the good old Bilderbergs and, you know, the marching orders, you know, the one world government. I mean, I know that's a conspiracy theory, and I'm not sure I believe it myself, but I'm sure that when some governments are ready to release maybe footage or maybe a downed aircraft or something, and they have the alien themselves, this gets back to the, Bilderbergs and types, and they say, no, don't do that. You don't want to panic everybody. So I think the Big Brother is watching over. That's what I think possibly is going on.
Well, didn't Reagan famously say that imagine if we, you know, we had an enemy or, you know, for an alien enemy, how our own little squabbles would seem so petty? I mean, that's what I'm wondering. What will this end up? You know, first of all, if it's, you know, I've, from the little I have seen of the rhetoric from these people at these hearings, they are strangely saying that we would have no defense against them with the technology they've witnessed. But anyway, just bear with me, and we'll come back on the other side, Darrell.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadreprecious.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
What was that sound?
Hi, and welcome back to Last Man Standing with me, Paul Stevenson. On this Saturday, the 5th of August, 2023, if you do want to call in, we're discussing this whole UAP, this unidentified anomalous phenomena that the government has now decided to be, in quotes, open about it. These hearings that we had recently last week. The number is, the toll-free number is 800-313-9443. So that's 800-313-9443. And we're specifically, well, I mean, listen, I'm interested in anybody who's any thoughts on this phenomena. Because it does seem that the phenomenon is real. At least people, I think there's enough people who have given testimony that they've seen these things, and some people have gone into, had seem to have had other more intense, profound experiences. But why now? Why is the government, after decades of seemingly suppressing this stuff, suddenly came out? And what are they? What is the angle? Because there's always an angle. Anyway, we're with Daryl, and we're discussing what the potential angle is. It's sad that there always is an angle, Daryl, first of all.
Well, I think the answer to the question you just asked is they kind of, like in a lot of situations when something's so prevalent, you got no choice to come out with it. Now, you don't want to release too much, but it's almost like a pressure cooker. You don't want to, you know, shut the maybe the heat off, but let's take the top off and let a little the steam out. So I think that's why they whetted our appetites a bit, but they didn't give us hardly anything, but they had to give us something.
Yeah, well, that's one argument. And if that is the case, yeah, they're not going to give us everything. And the problem is you can never really be, because they are, you know, so untrustworthy and so unscrupulous for the most part, and increasingly so as the decades and years go on, that you never know if you're even getting the truth anyway, or how much of the truth. You might be getting a little bit of the truth and a pile of nonsense and a pile of lies mixed in with it to deflect people. But I also think that it's a possibility that at some point we're going to find out that they're going to maybe leak information about, you know, and you've already heard stuff like this when people talk about these experiences and stuff, that these aliens think that we're destroying the climate. So it would play into the climate agenda. The other thing is they tend to be pretty sort of pretty communist and pretty Marxist in their thinking, these aliens, conveniently. So I think, you know, we could be advised that these wiser, higher, you know, beings think that we should all be communists. They have this sort of global Marxist utopia going on where we will own nothing and be happy. That, I think we could see a message very similar to that of the World Economic Forum coming from these things, you know?
Well, they'll use any excuse. I mean, you made a good point that people aren't believing, or maybe they are. They don't know, but after the COVID vaccines, what they told us, what they're telling us currently about what's going on in the Ukraine, and people are finding out, and they'll find out a lot more soon. You know, even if they came out and really were open with us, after those two just humongous incidents of deception, even with you know, something obvious about UFOs or something, I don't know if a lot of people would believe it, because governments, with all the, especially the United States, they just burn their bridges with their like they used to use the term misinformation. So who do you know and who to believe? I mean, I believe there's so much, you know, space out there in the world, but I'm still a little skeptical, but overall I would say yeah, but not overly, that there are aliens.
Yeah, I mean, I've always thought there's some sort of phenomena going on. I mean, personally, I think it's, I don't know. I mean, I find it confusing, because I've thought maybe with my worldview influencing me that, you know, they're probably, it's demonic and from a different sort of dimension. But then you hear, I don't know, you hear testimonies of people who seemingly, you know, are convinced that there's nuts and bolts craft there and everything else. I think on one of the testimonies, they seem to question the idea that they had, you know, maybe come from other planets. I don't know. I mean, it's a strange phenomenon. And whatever's going on, I mean, it's very enigmatic. And, you know, I don't know, I mean, how this works. I mean, I think I'm probably open-minded enough to know that we don't know everything. The problem is when we're relying on the government spoon-feeding us what's true and what's not, then we're very susceptible to wider deceptions, like I said, where, you know, which will only accelerate, like you said, this sort of, you know, this global you know, socialist, authoritarian sort of Marxist utopia, which makes, you know, will leave us all kind of in some sort of, you know, serfdom, where, like I said, you have the World Economic Forum talking about, you know, these, you'll own nothing and be happy, and, you know, we're destroying our climate. And there's always an agenda with that too, which, you know, affects you being able to, again, trust anything with these climate activists and everything else. So it's a shame, really, because, you know, there's such low trust in our governments, but it is the way it is. You got anything else to add, Darrell? And then after you've got about 30 seconds, and then after the break, I've got Dan in Virginia. I'm going to bring him on to see his views on this as well.
I'll just say about Gonzalo Lira. I mean,
I was going to mention him.
Yeah, the poor guy. I mean, although he was warned, you know, a year and a half ago, he should have got out of Ukraine then. But he kept going. I'm not saying he asked for it, but boy, if I was him after that first full arrest, I would have been out of there. Okay, Paul, always nice talking to you. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Darrell.
The truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details, or visit 3DBunkers.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Take a time to meet the rest.
Okay, welcome back. So we've been been discussing this whole UAP, this unmanned, is it not unidentified anomalous phenomena. Do we still have Dan in Virginia? I think Dan might have got cut off. You want to call back in, Dan? We'll have you on. CBS, I think it is, news. You could pull, you know, it doesn't really matter for the sake of argument here, for the sake of some background on this. Mainstream media has been pretty similar on this. But anyway, a former military intelligence officer turned whistleblower told House lawmakers that Congress has been kept in the dark about unidentified anomalous phenomena known as UAPs or UFOs, alleging at a hearing that executive branch agencies have withheld information about the mysterious objects for years. David Grush, who served for 14 years as an intelligence officer in the Air Force and National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, appeared before the House Oversight Committee's National Security Subcommittee alongside two former fighter pilots who had first-hand experience with UAPs. Grush served as a representative on two Pentagon task forces investigating UAPs until earlier this year. He told lawmakers that he was informed of a, quote, multi-decade UAP crash retrieval and reverse engineering program, unquote, during the course of his work examining classified programs. He said he was denied access to those programs when he requested it and accused the military of misappropriating funds to shield these operations from congressional oversight. He later said he had interviewed officials who had direct knowledge of aircraft with non-human origins and that so-called biologics were recovered from some craft. Members of both parties questioned how Congress should go about investigating the remarkable allegations, a reflection of the increasing willingness by lawmakers to demand the executive branch be more forthcoming about the phenomenon. They said, we're going to uncover the cover-up, and I hope this is just the beginning of many more hearings and many more people coming forward about this, said Republican Tim Burchett, a Republican from Tennessee. The UAP issue has gained widespread attention from Congress and the public in recent years with the release of several videos, recordings of the encounters, which typically show seemingly nondescript objects moving through the air at very high speeds with no apparent method of propulsion. And, you know, when you look at these footage, they sort of seem to perform all sorts of maneuvers which would defy physics or certainly defy any kind of maneuvers which, you know, that would be consistent with the type of technology that we have. I mean, they just seem to be able to move in all sorts of different angles at speeds which are just you know, absolutely incredible, and then suddenly stop, and then they disappear and they reappear, and it just seems very bizarre. Anyway, we've got Dan in Virginia, and Dan apparently has had an encounter with these things. He's had a personal experience with some of this UAP for this anomalous phenomena. Go ahead, Dan.
Well, I've seen them, and they're so common now that anyone can go outside, if it's outside of a city where there's a lot of light pollution, but anyone can see them, and they're in the sky, and they're easy to spot.
And what did you see?
Well, I saw... Well, let's see. The last time I witnessed this was in San Francisco, about 1991. And one, I was up on top of Knob Hill, looking south of Market, and I could see one crossing the moon, because I was watching the moon through my binoculars, and I saw one just pass, like at a 45 or 50 degree angle, up. And it was really remarkable.
What did it look like?
It was, you know, the common description of a saucer, but it had a halo around it, like there was light coming out of it. It wasn't just like a steel. It was like lit up like a halo around the craft.
Yeah, I've heard other people report it's quite common to see kind of like a triangular type shape. And then more recently, apparently, there's like a, they're referring to it. I don't know where I saw it, but they're referring to it as a tic-tac. It's like a, you know, like an oblong type shape thing anyway. But I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that people have seen these things. You know, I think it's very, what's the word I'm looking for? It, bigoted of people to dismiss out of hand when people have said they've seen something, because just because you've said you've seen something doesn't mean you're trying to, you know, create a narrative behind it. I mean, if you see something, you see something. So I think people who dismiss that out of hand because their own worldview is bigoted is unfortunate. But anyway, go ahead. So and what happened next? And did you have any? Was this close to you, or was this thing high in the sky, or how close were you to it?
I would say I was like a mile or two from it, and they're so common that I could take any doubter out to the country, you know, where there isn't a lot of light pollution, and show them in the sky. They're that easy to spot.
And what do you think they are?
Well, obviously they're from another planet. They're not from this. They're not from this planet. I don't know. Maybe a different star. I don't know. I just don't know.
Okay.
But they're not from
and
here.
And why do you think? Why do you think the government has suddenly decided, after, you know, decades of suppressing this, suddenly decided to acknowledge this phenomenon?
Because everyone is seeing them now. They're so easy to spot. If you're outside of a city where there's a lot of light pollution, if you're out in the country, like Arizona's a good spot to witness this, you can see them. Anyone can.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose the counter argument to that would be that I think probably the majority of people now in the United States and maybe across the West, I don't know, don't believe that Lee Harvey Oswald killed President Kennedy, but that the pressure of that hasn't brought them to acknowledge that, okay, we admit that, you know, Lee Harvey Oswald didn't kill President Kennedy. Although I suppose you could argue then that would implicate the government, but I mean, I don't know, I suppose I'm a little bit reluctant to acknowledge that as the main reason. I think might be part of it, but I think the government suppress a lot of things for years, and they'll just gaslight you for years and years and years, regardless if they don't want it coming out. So I just think there's some angle that they have beyond just, okay, we better capitulate to the public mood on this, you know.
The CIA and the NSA run our country. They run our news. And they make up lies. Everything they say is a lie. Everything on television is a lie.
Well, you're preaching to the converted there, Dan. All right, Dan, listen, I want to leave some time for other callers, but thank you for calling in. We've got John in Texas, and then we'll go to HB in Tennessee. Thank you. Thank you, Dan. Go ahead, John in Texas.
Yes. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Oh, hello, John. Good man. This is John, my friend, in Texas, in Quitman, in Texas. How are you, John?
I'm very, very well. I'm, you know, happy to hear you. I really like the bumper music that you're using this morning of your own production. People don't really realize that real deep down inside you're a rock and roll star. But of course, the subject matter today is UFOs. I guess we're all a little bit out there in our own little way. I have never witnessed a UFO. I do believe that there are UFOs. There's something out there. It's just so big, it would seem to make common sense. What else would seem to, follow that would be whatever they are or whoever they are, they could definitely get to us. They can, you know, they can see what we're doing. They know how to conduct or make spacecraft to get here and watch us all they want to.
At the committee, And this is one of the things I find strange, because this is particularly strange coming from the United States, who likes to, you know, present itself as omnipotent in terms of its military might, etc. But at this hearing, one of the guys admitted that, you know, that the technology that these things are exhibiting are way beyond us, and that we have no defense against them. From what they've witnessed, they could do whatever the hell they wanted with us. But again, I'm wondering why they would admit this, and what is the angle, you know, for this? I mean, I've got my own ideas, and I can only speculate, and maybe over time it'll come out. But what do you think the government has to gain, because, you know, from acknowledging this phenomena in the way it has in recent months?
Well, I think it's just further fear. Somehow, somebody's coming to get us. We always know that, you know, and they have to change the narrative, you know, consistently. And of course, you know, all we have to do is look up, see the stars. That's not going to change. And I do believe people have seen spaceships and spacecraft, and I think something happened in Roswell. And I, you know, I think that they do have Area 51 and all that. You know, I do. But still,
yeah, something's gone on. Yeah. There's definitely, the phenomenon is real. It's just what is it? Is the question. I mean, there's a guy. There's a guy called Jacques Vallée who's kind of considered to be, you know, the grandfather, or whatever the word is, of ufology, and he wrote a book after his initial sort of "these things are from another planet" nuts and bolts thing, after sort of discovering or researching these things and some of the experiences that people had, which were not very good. And just sort of, you know, delving deeper into it, he then wrote a book called Messengers of Deception, where he decided he doesn't think they're from another planet at all. He thinks it's some sort of interdimensional phenomenon, which would possibly lead, considering how malevolent some of the experiences people have had, to lead you to believe that it is more perhaps of the demonic realm, you know, manifesting in some way.
It's truly something, you know. I would personally, I'm really not sure that we ever made it to the moon. You know, I really don't know that. You know, and it has something to do with the little, I heard it's called the Van Allen Belt. It's too hot for anything on Earth to actually go through the Van Allen Belt without melting. This is what I heard. I remember hearing about
Buzz Aldrin. I've heard that as well,
Buzz Aldrin, Armstrong, Aldrin, and Collins punched some dude out. You know, I've actually seen a video where he popped this dude because the guy, you know, was questioning it. And anyway, we can't get to these UFOs or these other dimensions, but they can get here. And they are, if they are here, that would only lead to believe that, well, if there was any kind of battle, it's a lot worse than David and Goliath. You know, in other words, they're going to win. And so, you know, the thing, like the idea of a space force, you know, if the space force can't get what they're trying to find, well, why would they spend the money, except maybe, you know, to keep us in that constant fear and that narrative that there's something, you know, here, they're going to get us. So far, they haven't done anything to us, the best I know. I haven't ever heard a story. I wish you guys would enlighten me that
did
the Star Trek thing put their fingers out and all bolts of lightning came out, you know, electrocuted people? I don't know that. They are there, and they probably are, let's just hope they're benign and we could leave them alone and wind out on top of all this.
Yeah. All right, John, thanks. Listen, I'll talk to you soon. I'm going to go to a couple of callers, but we can talk offline as well, which we regularly do. I wonder if we can skip the last break. That will be cool. And get these last two callers in, because we're running out of time. We've got, is it HB in Tennessee? Go ahead.
Good morning. Good morning. Good show. I saw something up in the sky one night, sitting out on my deck. and here in Knoxville, East Tennessee, there was three red lights. They were real far off. They were pretty small, but I saw them up there, and they would move real fast, just and then stop over there a little ways. And they did a couple of maneuvers, and then they were gone. They took off. But I think our government has back-engineered the technology, and it's hard telling what they've developed in the last 80 years.
Yeah, so it's hard to tell what sort of some sort of DARPA-produced aircraft and maybe what is some sort of genuine, yeah.
But, you know, they're not going to tell us the truth. I think they're just, they've been threatening this Project Bluebeam, you know. So they could, if they get in a big enough pinch, so they might try to fake us out with something like that.
So the Bluebeam thing is where, there's a big projectile in the sky type thing. Because already I've heard people, when they're talking about this phenomenon, I've heard people, and this is interesting, you know, state that this is ostensibly going to shift the paradigm of particularly religion. This is going to have to make all those religious people question their worldview kind of thing. And I don't agree with that, straight up, you know, so I'm a Christian. But that is the paradigm that, you know, the shift that some people are speculating that if this is real, this is true, then we're going to have to question everything, you know. So essentially, they could be gearing us up for a new religion. I think this Project Bluebeam thing is essentially that, isn't it? Like some sort of one-word government religion type thing.
Well, I can't understand that step, but they're keeping stuff from us, like when somebody finds a skeleton of one of the Nephilim, you know, that's 15 or 20 feet tall. Well, they don't tell us that kind of stuff. And all the markings and the carvings of look like men in space suits or men in flying ships, you know, I watch Ancient Aliens on TV. But they show all that stuff, and it's real. So we know they've been out there at one time, so why aren't they out there now? You know, I think they are, but I think it's something the military has, too, or it's something we have, too. So I'll let you go. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks. All right, we got Joe in Indiana. Joe, what's your thoughts on all of this, both as a phenomena and why the government has suddenly decided to admit and acknowledge all this stuff as a real phenomenon? Do we have Joe?
Oh, hello?
Hello, Paul. Hello, is that Joe? Hi, Joe. Go ahead, Joe.
Oh, I was just going to say, quickly, I'm open to everything people are saying, because I ran into all kinds of people, you know, educated people on the subject. I was at the university where J.L. and Hynek headed the Project Blue Book, and he would come to our club.
Yeah, he was like a kind of, he was a prodigy. He was sort of, Jacques Vallée was a kind of a prodigy of his, wasn't he?
Oh, he was extraordinary. And you know what's really sad? After he passed on and left Northwestern, you know, they tore down the Linheimer Observatory, which was his baby project. And I remember many Fridays, he would just kind of let the hair down a little bit and talk about Project Blue Book and some of the other programs that were going up. But to make long story short, that's what really opened a lot of our minds. But the thing that I'm going to recommend to everybody, you've got to get a hold of this book. It's called Dark Star, and it's by Henry Stevens. Now, this gentleman has spent many, many years. He was familiar with the Project Blue Book, knew J.L. and Hynek, talked about what was going, the technology that the Germans had towards the end of World War II. I know there's a lot of people in RBN that know their history very well. And if you really, and my background, besides being in medicine, is I was highly interested in the technology of aviation because my father, you know, I come from an aviation family. In fact, my son is an aeronautical engineer student right now. But anyway, the thing is, the Germans had some of these projects going down in Antarctica. And the drawings, the technology that they developed, you see it reflected in the latter part of the war. The latter part of the war didn't interest me that much when I was younger, but now when you start seeing what the aircraft were capable of doing, their submarines were beyond what everybody else had. I mean, it was just incredible. And literally, we fought a battle. after the war down in Antarctica, because there were two battalions of SS that were, you know, were the protectors of this project down in Antarctica. Admiral Byrd, you could look this up, it's all documented. Admiral Byrd sent a fleet. He went down there with a fleet to capture this area, and he, whatever he encountered, aircraft vanished mysteriously. I mean, just vanished. And a couple of ships were sunk, and they came scrambling back, and the project was put, you know, under wraps. You could look this all up. It's but the book is phenomenal. He documents everything, the original German documents. Everything is there.
So what do you think this phenomenon is, and why do you think that the government has suddenly decided
I'm very open-minded. I'm very open-minded about it, because there's a spiritual element. I kind of will accept the demonic part of it, because, you know, we really are dealing with forces of evil, you know, on this planet. There is this Nephilim, it's in the Bible, all this sort of thing. I have a friend that's an archaeologist. He showed me actual photographs of what these skeletons look like. They're in the museums, but they won't display them.
Yeah, well, it seems that they're all very linked. I mean, I have to say this very recently. Took the time to listen to some of these people have testimonies about, and there was a lot more of them than I thought of Sasquatch. And when they see when there's like encounters with this Sasquatch Bigfoot thing, there often seems to be it seems to be accompanied by orbs or some sort of UFO phenomena going on simultaneously. You know?
Yeah, you wonder. If they read that book, it'll give you an idea about the technology, because a lot of it is, and where did the Germans come up with this technology? I mean, they are brilliant. I mean, I will
yeah,
say...
Yeah, I know, yeah.
They are...
Joe, thank you very much.
Oh, okay.
Sorry to cut you off, Joe. Thank you very much. I just want to get to Mike in Kentucky before we go.
Problem,
but call in
no
again,
problem.
Joe, because I'm going to have this discussion again.
Well, please do. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Joe. Yeah, thanks. Go ahead, Mike. You've got the final say. We've got about 3 minutes left.
Oh, gosh. Well, okay. Wag the Dog is a movie that I think a lot of people need to consider anytime something pops up and all of a sudden dominates pop culture in a news cycle and stuff. Because if you remember that, they set up a reporter to ask about the B-3 bomber, and then the White House press secretary just said, there is no B-3 bomber. Why does this keep coming up? And so the denial caused everybody to jump on that bandwagon, and they forgot about the sex scandal with the Firefly girl in the White House, okay? And it was very much an interesting coincidence that Bill Clinton was dealing with the Monica Lewinsky thing at the same time. So now we've got this unmanned aerial phenomenon that has dominated alternative media. You know, John Stadmiller would not allow this to be talked about. I mean, he kind of made all the talk show hosts to stay away from this stuff. It's unprovable. And I've heard this for decades. People say, go look it up. It's documented. And when you get down to it, nobody's got screenshots of the documents. Okay, let's see. If this is documented, where's the documents? You know, you just, well, it's a book. Well, that doesn't mean it's documented. You're just like the Internet, you can post anything, you can publish anything, you can self-publish anything.
Okay, that's a fair comment that it's a distraction.
No, I don't believe this, but we've got a dichotomy and a dual-mindedness here. Oh, the universe is so vast, there just has to be other civilizations. Well, that's another problem in itself. The universe is so vast, how could they travel such distances? But if the universe had a beginning, which I think is also in doubt, some civilization, some evolved species would have to be first. Why couldn't that be us? You know? And I've been with people in the car who just don't have basic knowledge of astronomy. They don't understand what a satellite looks like. They've never actually looked it up and found out when they can actually see the space station fly over. You know, and so they see something in the sky, and it's a UFO. Well, if it's unidentified, it is unidentified aerial phenomenon. So, and the thing that I've heard in recent
years... All right, Mike, we're out of time. We're out of time, but take your point. I think the distraction point is a good one as well, considering all the stuff that's going on with Joe Biden particularly. But all right, well, it was an interesting discussion. I thought it was worth having, so thank you everyone who called in. Thank you, Frank, for producing the show. And I'll be back again next Saturday. I'll also be with Richard Carey, Midday Central here in RBN on Monday. So until then, take care. God bless.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.